Anyway, went on Mr. Cope, you came to me yesterday and told me that you definitely decided to leave Lenox. I applaud your decision. It wasn't right, the life you were leading. You were quite honest with me. You didn't pretend to be more than just mildly fond of me. Well, that was all right with me. All I asked was the chance to look after you and treat you as you should be treated. I may say that afternoon was one of the happiest afternoons in my life. Nadine cried out, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, my dear, because all along I had a kind of feeling that it wasn't real. I felt it was quite on the cards that you would have changed your mind by the next morning. Well, things are different now. You and Lennox can lead a life of your own. Nadine said quietly, Yes, I can't leave Lennox. Please forgive me. Nothing to forgive, declared Mr. Cope. You and I will go back to being old friends. We'll just forget about that afternoon. Nadine placed a gentle hand on his arm. Dear Jefferson, thank you. I'm going to find Lennox now. She turned and left him. Mr. Cope went on alone. Nadine found Lennox sitting at the top of the Greco-Roman theatre. He was in such a brown study that he hardly noticed her till she sank breathless at his side. Lennox. Nadine, he half-turned. She said, We haven't been able to talk until now, but you know, don't you, that I'm not leaving you. He said gravely, Did you ever really mean to, Nadine? She nodded. Yes. You see, it seemed to be the only possible thing left to do. I hoped that you would come after me. Poor Jefferson. How mean I've been to him. Lennox gave a sudden curt laugh. No, you haven't. Anyone who is as unselfish as Cope ought to be given full scope for his nobility. And you were right, you know, Nadine. When you told me that you were going away with him, you gave me the shock of my life. You know, honestly, I think I must have been going queer or something lately. Why the hell didn't I snap my fingers in Mother's face and go off with you when you wanted me to? She said gently, You couldn't, my dear. You couldn't. Lennox said musingly, Mother was a damn queer character. I believe she'd got us all half-hypnotized. She had. Lennox mused a minute or two longer. Then he said, When you told me that afternoon, it was just like being hit a crack on the head. I walked back half-dazed, and then, suddenly, I saw what a damn fool I'd been. I realized that there was only one thing to be done if I didn't want to lose you. He felt her stiffen. His tone became grimmer. I went and don't. He gave her a quick glance. I went and argued with her. He spoke with a complete change of tone, careful and rather toneless. I told her that I'd got to choose between her and you, and that I chose you. There was a pause. He repeated in a tone of curious self-approval. Yes, that's what I said to her.